Blog Talk Radio.
I worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. Worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior,
Savior.
Oh Lord, from the depths of my heart, yeah.
I give all praise
and honor, to you, O matchless King. There is no one like you in all the earth. I'll praise and magnify your name. Ooh.
There is no one like
nobody like you
in all the earth.
I'll praise, yeah.
Father, tonight we thank you for your people. We thank you for your presence. And without your presence, we are absolutely helpless and useless. Father God, these are your people, and we thank you for what you are doing. By the Holy Spirit, we ask that the Holy Spirit, our good friend, the friendly ghost, would grace us with your presence and fill us anew that we may know Christ. For you are the one that testifies of Christ. Holy Spirit, our comforter, counselor, the wisdom of God flows through you. You are the one that God used to blow the breath of life. Breathe on us, God, now. In the name of Jesus, every woman, man, boy, and girl, do it, God, and we give you glory. And I vow to you, I would never think that it's me. For I know it's you. And I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, that this is a new day. Even as the men came to David, the cave of Adullam, and they were distressed, they were weary, They were tired of the status quo. They were in debt. I thank you, Lord, for the army of praying people, those that are willing to be spiritually disciplined and to be made into powerful disciples. And Lord, translated us, you did, in the kingdom of your dear sons. We are now sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when you appear, we will be just like you. You are the hope of glory, Yeshua, the great I am that I am, and we thank you for what you're going to do tonight on Prophecy Alive, and we will be very careful to give you all the praise. Not unto me, but unto you be all the glory. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. And I thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for my lovely queen, my sweetheart. We had a busy schedule. And I thank God for what he's doing in our relationship. That's my buddy. That's my friend, Katrina Owensby, powerful woman of God. And pretty soon, you're going to be able to get the video of our launching of the Gathering Ministries. We've got great news coming in a matter of days. God is so good, and we're going to make that available to you and to many others. We've got some powerful books that's going to be released this year. Powerful CDs, powerful schools of ministry. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with the spiritually gifted, the schools of prophets. We're going to be ministering to you, the people of God. I want you all to do something. As I was talking to God, he awoke me at, I was awakened at 4 this morning, and probably earlier. And I told my queen, I got to walk and I got to pray. And she began to pray with me. I want you all to not focus on the cares of this life tonight. I want you all to focus on what God has given us and have given you. And we want to let you know that you are more than wealthy. God made it so, people, that when we came on earth, God has given every man the measure of faith. God has given everyone the ability to prosper. The spiritually gifted, every last one of you. The Lord spoke to me this morning. We want to talk about your giftings. We want to talk about your spiritual life. We want to focus on that. Can you do that for me? I would pray for some, I'm sure. I love to. But I want us to focus on what God has put in your hands. Here is Moses at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was coming. You can see the climax today. You would think that people would be happy that everyone is insured, health care. But it seems like when it comes to the poor, and I don't even like calling people poor because I got a different view of it. You know, there's a song that says, let the poor say I am rich. And I call you rich. The word says, have not I chosen you that are poor to be rich in faith? And so everyone is rich. People are rich with different things, you see. But I want to show you that even as, I'm going to tell you something, Moses was standing there with the people. God asked him a question. What do you have in your hand? great Moses and Aaron, stretch forth your hand and the Red Sea open. And I want you to know that you have something in your hand that will make you rich. God gives us power to get wealth. What is your bait? When you're fishing, you know, you got to know your bait. What are you using? What are you putting on the hook? That God has given everybody a something, and he has given us something. We're going to focus on that. I'm going to be dealing with the School of the Prophets. It's going to be a blessing to you. 347-539-5173, and you press 1. And I believe tonight, if you have not given your heart to God, you need to do that. You need to call in and say, listen, I'm tired of running from my maker. I'm tired of going by the New Age movements, the earth movements. I want you to know that God is still God. And I want you to know he loves you. He's married to you. He's not mad at you. God is not shocked because of our sins and our shortcomings. I mean, God's not nervous. He's in control. Trust me. And I'll be right back after this, and I'm going to read a little bit and talk to you from my heart. And then we're going right to the phones. I might go there first. It's according to what the Holy Ghost says. I'll be right back in just a moment. Stay with me, people. I see you. I know you're ready. Hallelujah. You know, last night the Spirit of God began to move. And so many of you called in, and every one of you moved. You moved my spirit. There was a young lady that called in, Stephanie, and I want you to hear a portion of her spirit, something about that and something great about every one of you. I'm going to be letting you hear that. Stay with me. I'll be right back in just a moment. Hallelujah.
The number to call again is 347-539-5173. Praise God, I have a caller, and I'm going to take this caller now. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hey, Prophet Roderick, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to know if you would pray for me.
And I just feel right now, we meditate on the Holy Spirit. We meditate on his power. And by faith, she called in. Now, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, give her such a renewal in her spirit. Lord, just energize her mind. I see, as I close my eyes, a river. It's like a waterfall, and I can see it. I see you being refreshed by this waterfall. You got your hands stretched out, and the water is just pouring on you. And I want you to know that God is refreshing your spirit. Just take that and believe that, and I promise you the evidence and tangibility you will see. There is a refreshing that is and will take place in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's coming on you now, says God. No weariness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is going to show his goodness. He told the prophet in the Bible, I'm going to pass by, and I'm going to show you my goodness. When God shows you his goodness, oh my God.
Father,
I want you to say these words. Say, God.
God.
I thank you for your goodness.
I thank you for your goodness.
I walk in your goodness.
I walk in your goodness.
I walk in your grace.
I walk in your grace.
And you know mercy is not far behind.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he's having mercy on you now. Everything that the enemy has tried to do, it will not work. I thank God for you. Now I see you with an armor. It's like there's gold all around you. You're shining. God is putting his... Ooh. The scripture says, put ye on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. Hallelujah. I see you dressed in a garment, and it is so beautiful, especially made for you. God is dressing you. He's going to showcase his glory in you. And you're dressed as a queen. My daughter, I say to you, I will showcase my glory in you. A frequency in the spirit realm. And see, the enemy wants to hide it from you. But the office of the prophet is to loose you and free you from every bondage. And I loose the bands of wickedness from around you. Your vocal cords. And I'm not talking about singing. That may be a part of it, but it's the tune. I want to show you how anointed you are.
Thank you.
That's why the enemy comes against your words. Because when you speak, fire comes out your mouth. You can whisper. There it is. You can whisper, and fire comes out. And in the supernatural, Satan sees that fire. I'm going to tell you what God just said to me. He said, daughter, use the fire.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you this before I let you go. I see an axe laid at the root of a tree. Oh, my God. God's about to cut some stuff down for you.
I want to talk to you about the spiritually gifted. You know, many people have spiritual gifts in the church, or I would say in the body of Christ. And there has been such a lack of spiritual growth in that area. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, what impresses me about this chapter, now I want to say this, and let me go to it right now in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians, you got your Bibles and you're sitting in your kitchens and you're there. Turn with me there. We're going to go to the phones in the middle of this, but just for a few minutes, I want you to see something. Many people have spiritual gifts, but they are not developed. And I want to show you why. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and beginning at verse 1. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols." I want you to hear that. Dumb idols. "Even as ye were led." False prophecy is a dumb idol. The enemy will have us playing church instead of becoming kingdom believers. You see, the enemy is not afraid of the church. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Understand this. Against my church. When God says church, he's not looking at a building. He's looking at a bride. Understand this. So the enemy's job is to cause the people of God to be spiritually ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. And this is why I admire how the Lord used Apostle Paul. When he dealt with spiritual gifts, he starts off here talking about the Gentiles. That word means heathen. We were led away. You understand that Paul was sent to the Gentiles. And we were led away to dumb idols. Listen closely. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians 12. "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost." There are people who speak in tongues, listen, without the utterance of the Holy Spirit. There are people who a false word of knowledge without the utterance of the Holy Spirit. There are those who claim to be prophets and seers and so-called master prophets without the unction of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 talks about, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets." If you jump over to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, "The church are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets." Let me give you some clarity. Please hear this. The fivefold ministries, that word apostle, prophet, back in Ephesians 4 and 11, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Listen, those are not titles. Many pastors say that, and I love you, but it's incorrect. Jesus did not die for titles. Those are spiritual functions of the Holy Spirit in the church. And whenever those functions are out of order, we have this false ministry. Understand something. The enemy will give us a dumb idol. I was blessed to wait on my ministry. I started preaching at 14. But I was blessed and taught in discipleships, taught through evangelism, taught spiritual discipline. I was blessed to have people around me that were sensitive to the Holy Spirit and understood the function of that which I was called. I began to seek God for myself. God began to show me through much spiritual training that the body of Christ has never really matured in this area. And this is why we have many young people who are gifted in the body of Christ, but they are lost because of the lack of spiritual parenting. Hear me. We have many spiritual daddies, but very few fathers. Understand, God being the father of all. We have very few who understand the function of a father. We have many who have not been blessed with the function of a spiritual mothers, not Catholicism. The older women or the mature, I like that word mature instead of older. The mature women, the seasoned women, teach the younger women. The seasoned men, the matured men, teach the younger men. This is why Ephesians 6, we've taught all of our children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor, verse 2, your father and mother. You see, obedience is for children. Listen, but when you mature, you understand honor. Now you're at a mature age where you understand I obey not simply because I'm afraid of punishment. Now I obey for the sake of honor. I understand the function of parenting. It has been said it takes a village to raise children. Understand this now. Understand this. So it is in the spiritual community, the kingdom of God. God has given certain ones special gifts, anointings, and that function that would enable those who are yearning and searching for God to understand, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this anointing? Why am I seeing this vision? I talk to people around the world. Why do I see this? Somebody help me understand my gift. Oh, I feel God. But I want you to know something is here. So no man, verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 12, can speak by the Holy Spirit and call Jesus accursed. Verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities, different types of anointings. It's one anointing, but there are different types of functions. There's an anointing that was on Samuel, and it gave Samuel supernatural strength. That same anointing was upon Moses, but it was on Moses to lead a people from bondage to freedom, to give laws, to govern. So here's Samson, here's Moses, here's Samson. If you talk to Samson about God, he knew the God of strength. You understand? Moses knew the God that was the lawgiver. You talk to Abraham, Abraham know God as a friend. You understand. New Testament, here's Apostle Peter. He walked past people, and this anointing that's on him caused his shadow to heal people. People would get in the midst of his shadow, his presence. Now, you talk to Philip. Philip baptized a man and was caught up into another city. So Philip understood the God that translates from one place to another. Come on. Star Trek, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Praise God. So different people have a different experience with the Holy Ghost. And this is why God has spoken to me. My father told me before he went to glory that there will be great schools of spiritual discipline. Now, the enemy is always going to try to counteract, copy, or attempt to clone what God is trying to do. But if the anointing has not given one the grace to do something, it's a very dangerous thing. Read about the sons of Sceva. Those men tried to imitate the apostles. Praise God. Now watch this. So it's very important to understand your function. Verse 5, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. You notice verse 4, 1 Corinthians 12, diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. But when it comes to differences of administrations, it deals with the same Lord, the Lordship. God is over. Jesus is over his harvest. We have to understand this. I tell pastors all the time, you are not the head. No. Christ is the head. Let's don't get it twisted. Christ is the head of his church. I didn't die for the church, so I cannot claim. I cannot be Lord. Look at this verse. Verse 5. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. When it comes to administrations, it's something that God has put in this word. When it comes to how we administer in the body of Christ, these gifts and these anointing, we must understand the Lordship. Because so many times, that's why we have a lot of people who have gifts, but because they are not taught or one does not share with them and bring clarity to the gifts that they have, they will not administer those gifts properly. Understand this. Before God gets a ministry, I'm speaking to you that are gifted. Before God gets a ministry out of you, he will develop your character. Because going off of a gift, we see it all the time in sports. Someone that's gifted in sports, but they stay in trouble. Character was not built. My character at a time was not matured as it is now. In the younger ministry, I made a lot of mistakes. Gifted, anointed, but did not know how to properly administer. God has given me the grace to learn things at a very young age, and I still consider this as day one. Understand me. But the grace of God that's on my life allowed me to have the discipline so that God would build the character before ministry. I'm going to stop right there and get back into it. I'm telling you, this is good. And I'm going right to the phones. I have a 240 area code, and I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Okay. This is Lakeisha. I actually spoke to you about a week ago.
Bless you.
Yeah, so, and I just love everything you just said. That was awesome. I was trying to write as much as I could. I wanted to give a praise report, and then I just had a question to ask you.
Great, go ahead.
What you had told me before, I'm not going to go into the detail, but you pretty much told me the things that you had shared with me that the Lord had given you during that time, that in 3 or 4 days I would see or have insight on why I was led to call in. And it had something to do with healing of, you know, relationships with my family, particularly my mother. And you were, you know, dead on about all that because the Holy Spirit was telling it to you. And I just listened because I was just taking it all in my first time talking to you. Well, in that third day after the conversation that we had and the prayer that you did over me, my mother called. And long story short, she's usually pretty supportive, but sometimes she has her own ideas of things. And this time she just totally, I actually shared the prophecy with her.
Yes.
And she said, oh, and I thought she was about to go in tongues one time. And she said, oh, I know he is a man of God. And that was like one of the greatest conversations that my mother has had in a long time. Because I've been very obedient to God, and I know my family probably think I'm a little off, you know, because I've been totally just following him. And so there's some things they're like, you're still not working, you're not doing. I'm like, I'm following the Lord, I'm still doing the, you know. So she used to ask me things, and it would kind of upset me because I felt like she was pushing me, and I'm trying to follow the Lord. But I knew I had to continue to just ignore that with respect. And she just totally just seemed like something opened up for her. And she was like, oh, daughter, I'm so proud of you. I knew you was trying to wait on the Lord, and, you know, and I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, it was a totally different thing. And then the next day, my dad called.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
And this is why this is important, because my dad is so old school that he has hurt my feelings so many times in the sense that I love my dad and we have great conversation when I talk to him. But I say that because I usually have to call him. He's the type of person that would tell you that he'd bring you in the world, he'd take you out, and he's the one that would say that you call me, I'm the parent, you call me. So he called me that fourth day. You said 3 to 4 days. It was actually third day mom, fourth day my dad. And I'm looking at the phone like, Dad. I'm like, really? I mean, I got him in my phone, but I was really surprised he called. That's how often he doesn't call. And I said, hey, Dad, how are you? Everything okay? So you could tell he was kind of like, oh, you know, by what I'm saying, that I'm like really surprised. He said, oh, no, everything's fine. Just call in the chat. I said, oh, okay. So we chat, and at the end, my father was kind of raised Catholic, which that's another story, and we've had great conversations about the Lord, because you know how you can have a conversation with someone and you have some similarities, but then it goes off somewhere, and I try to not say too much, you know, and talk about the Holy Spirit, because I don't think he really gets into that part, but I still try to say what I need to say, regardless, without being disrespectful to him. So sometimes we have to end conversations. But this was amazing because at the end of the conversation, it was already, you know, amazing enough that he called. At the end, he says, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to see you out on your day and hope you enjoy. It's a beautiful day out. And God bless you and talk to you later. I was like, huh? My father's never said God bless anything.
Wow.
So I just knew that it was also, I don't even know if he knew he said it. I just knew that the Lord was showing me what you had said. And it was so amazing. I was like, oh, thank you, God, for the man of God. And I've been praying for you ever since. So
I
definitely made sure I got on this call just so I can give you the praise report as well. So, yeah.
And it's Lakeisha?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Lakeisha, you are such a blessing. I cannot wait. My queen, she's on Facebook. As a matter of fact, she let me know she's listening, the type of job she has. And I praise God for you. I'm sensing something very unique about you. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
You are in a new time in your life. It's like this flower I see, it's opening up. So you keep going forward. Keep staying on your faith, stay in your word. Lakeisha, you're going to lead your whole family like Moses led Israel. Your family's going to have a relationship that you have longed for. I see you laughing. I see you kind of jumping up and down. Something is about to take place that's going to cause you to leap. And I'm looking at you now by the Spirit, and I see you leaping and you're crying and you're happy tears. It's like they're going to have to stop you from crying, and you're going to say, let me go. I got to praise God. You shake your head.
That's right.
That's you, isn't it?
That is me. Uh-huh. Praise and worship and everything, yeah.
Praise and worship. God said to me that you are like a violin to him. I never heard this before. I want you to study the violin.
Okay.
Because God is looking at you as symbolic of your worship as a violin, a violinist. I don't even know whether you ever played it. But
no.
Study it, because God's going to show you something. He's going to do you like David. God's going to give you a revelation on worship, and you're going to begin to teach it. I mean, you got messages that you're going to deliver. I don't even know whether you started ministering, but I see you ministering the word of God.
Okay.
And I see a lot of college students being delivered through your messages.
That's why maybe you got college before. You kept saying the word college was strong. I thought it was about me going back to school or something, but
no,
maybe that's
I did say that, and I see it. I feel it now. It's like there are a lot of people you're getting ready to. God's going to have you even teach on college campuses. It's like there's a unique ministry in you because of so many false teachings, and you're going to use wisdom. God's going to use you in a unique way. You see that?
That's why I was loving your message tonight. I was like, oh, thank you. I remember when I actually just thought to myself, I realize now what it was, but it was like I had a revelation about the what you were saying. It was one of the things you said. And I remember thinking, when you said it, I was like, oh, my God, that's confirmation of what I already feel like I knew, but I didn't know how I knew it.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. I was like, okay.
I hear your voice when you talk. It's not so much the tone of your voice, but God has given me one of the gifts, and it's like I could see your spirit through your voice. I'm seeing a giant here. I'm seeing a giant, and you have been underestimated. People have underestimated you, but they're about to see the giant in you. I praise God. I want to ask you a question. Do you have any brothers?
One. Well, I actually have two. One on my dad's side and one with my mom.
Because I saw two. The younger one, how's he doing?
Sean, we don't talk as much. I believe he's okay.
God will restore Sean in you. There's something that Sean needs to talk about that he hasn't talked about. And I won't say, because as a major prophet and seer, I know what to keep. And so you are the leader of the family. Please believe me. For some reason, God anointed you. You know how David was anointed to be king? You are like that. You're chosen. Praise God.
I had one question about that.
Go ahead.
Family thing. As far as my son, it's my son, and then since I spoke with you, also I had another development. I spoke to the gentleman that that God's been having me pray for a few years now. That's the first time I spoke to him in a while since he ended the conversation. I mean, God ended it. I knew it was coming. It happened a few months after he told me that it was going to happen. And so I'm wondering about him, and I'm wondering about my son who's in jail right now. I only have one child. He's 21. So that's also family to me. So I'm just curious if God has anything to say about those two.
So you have a son that's in jail?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Don't feel condemned. Say two.
Two.
That number has a lot to do with your son. And I'm going to tell you something. Huh. Watch how God flipped the script on the court system.
Oh, wow.
Hoo-hoo, Jesus, help me. I feel the
Thank
ghost
you,
now.
Lord,
the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, Father, I praise you for what I see. Watch how God get in the technicalities of the system, and watch how God calls your son to escape. My God.
Wow.
Watch this. Did not God tell you one time, I don't know when the last time you done this, he put you on a special fast, and the Lord is saying that he's getting ready to restore the fast in you, and you're going to break things in the spirit realm on his behalf. As a matter of fact, if he had not been in jail, he would have been dead now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he would have been dead. So now that the evil has passed over, God's getting ready to do. You remember Rhoda when Peter was delivered from prison and she ran to the door and it slammed it in his face. And she didn't slam it because she didn't believe. She was just so excited, you know. And it's connected with me seeing you jump and shout. Praise God. It's praise God. So God's going to flip the script. Remember this. And the number two has a lot to do with your son.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Get on that fast, woman of God.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Anything else?
Oh, the guy. Did he have anything to say about him? The gentleman, the one that's with my husband.
I'm still praying on that because part of your heart says yes and the other part says no. And you're in a unique
Well, I
place.
Know why, because I feel like, actually, I think he's trying to break me in one of my stubborn areas. So I think I know why the other half is saying no. It's funny you say that, because I was led to call him, and I think I was not wanting to call him. I kept thinking about the man who finds the woman who finds, you know, so I had my own picture of how God was going to reunite us. And we stopped talking because of my strength. He's the type of person that will call, but through fear, I think, he would say things like, all right, well, you call me back when I get up. I'm thinking, what? Why don't you just call me when you get off? And see, I'm like no nonsense in a way. And I guess sometimes I could be too strong. That could be good, but that also could be bad. And I hung up on him back in December the 4th, 2012. I realized then that God had told me in like September, August that communication would cease between us. But know that he's covered in whatever. And I didn't know how it was going to come about. He used me to do it. But I'm so strong, I didn't see it at first. I thought, I am not calling him. That's ridiculous. He needs to find a good wife and find me. I know I'm praying for him. He's my husband. I'm just going to wait. And eventually, when the Lord started leading me to call him, I was so upset I cried. I did not want to make the phone call. And when I pushed myself through making it and I spoke with him, he just seemed kind of, you know, he wasn't rude. He didn't hang up. He listened, but he just seemed a little distant. And I was so upset because I felt I had to yield first. And
Lakeisha,
I thought he should be chasing me. So,
Lakeisha?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Listen to me closely.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I just heard. You are his glory.
The Lord.
You're his glory. The woman is the glory of the man.
Oh, the man. Oh, okay.
I want you to stop being stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and be caught.
Oh, okay.
That's your husband, girl.
I'm going to have to pray off this. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I know what I just heard.
So what I did, I just waited, and I wanted to tell you the first day, but I knew you would call back. You stop being hard-headed, woman of God. You're so stubborn.
Yes, sir.
And guess where you got it from? You got it from a part of your family, the pride.
Oh,
guess who
yeah.
you're just like? Guess who you're just like? Your daddy.
My father.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like him.
Oh, God.
Go ahead and be caught, okay?
All right. Walk in love, right?
Please.
I will. I have it in me. I just thought he should just, you know, try a little harder for me. I wanted to feel, you know, whatever, but it's fine. I understand.
Can I tell you something?
Okay.
I worked
yeah.
real hard for my queen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I worked. Because she's worth it.
Oh.
But when
I love
I call
y'all's
her,
picture. I always look at it.
Oh, she's a pretty thing, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
Listen, but I finally called her.
Mm-hmm.
I won the chase because I'm old-fashioned. The woman
okay.
chased me. God, no, I'm not going for that. And she was what people may call stuck up, but I love it because... And she's tough. She's tough. I'm telling you, that yeah. girl is tough. But let me tell you something. When he catches you, then you start chasing him. My queen chases me. She called mm-hmm. me five times.
Mm-hmm.
I took her to work. She said, baby, God bless the broadcast. And we went to do a video shoot of our launching of our ministry. And she called me five times back to back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, baby, darling. And she said, I love you. I said, I know, boo, I love you too. She said, no, I love you. And I said, don't start now. And she, so she chases me now. So it's when he catches you, chase him.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I would do that.
Do you have, you need to talk to my baby because y'all going to have a good conversation. Do you have my offline number?
No, I don't think so.
I need you to get it because I'm going to set an appointment for you. Can you call around 11 o'clock? I want to introduce you to my baby.
Sure.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
317.
Uh-huh.
832.
832.
0131.
0131. Okay. Is
that
11 o'clock tonight, you mean?
Are you going to be up? Because we up. You want to call tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm up. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm
okay.
Up.
I tell you what, call at 11:30.
11:30? Okay.
I can't wait till you talk to her.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to her either.
It's going to
be awesome.
You.
Like you, that'd be great.
Oh, she's greater than me, baby. She just makes me
really?
Look good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Girl is crazy.
You
but
know,
I love
you know
so
what?
Much.
You're smart. You know what to say, too.
You know, my dad did. I got seven brothers, and I got to tell you this, that I'm coming to you, people of God. I can feel
it.
Oh,
now. Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys.
No. Don't do that. This is a prophecy of life. This is a counsel. Dad stood us up in a basement, a big house, and he told us boys to line up, and he said, follow me. Do what I do. So he nodded his head up and down. He kept nodding it up and down. So we all nodded up and down. We looked at each other like, Dad is going to go crazy. What is he doing? He said, stop. He said, that's how me and your mama been married over 40 years.
He's smart. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I teach men, when you don't know what to say, just nod up and down.
Just nod.
Yeah, just nod.
That's cute.
Stay out of trouble.
That's
praise
cute.
God. Love you, and keep that number.
That's
lock
good.
It in your phone. And we'll look
I
forward
will.
To
I will. 11:30,
call.
I'll call. Thank you
God
so
bless.
Much, Father.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome woman of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, part of prophecy is counsel. And many of you have gifts of prophecy. You think prophecy is telling somebody something all the time. Well, it's not. It's counsel, word of knowledge. Sometimes people say I'm prophesying, and it's really a word of knowledge. Or it could be a word of wisdom. So we must understand this. That's why it is so important that you attach yourself to someone that you feel in your heart that God has given you what you needed or need through them. Understand this. My queen and I pray, send us the people that need what you have put in us. And it's happening. I'm going to 985 right now. Praise God. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I was just calling. I was listening to the broadcast, and I had been tuning in, listening for the week. And I've been trying to get closer to God. Like, you know, I just want that urge for God to just get closer. And it's like, I mean, I pray and I read my Bible and I meditate, and like I get up in the morning and I thank God for blessing my kids, my family, and it's just like, I don't know, it's like I just feel a distraction, like somebody just don't want me to go forth. I'm just going to put it out there, and it's like I feel like I have a hindrance around me, and I can't get close to God like I want to, because I mean it's a lot of distraction going on in my life. Just like a lot.
I feel
and
your heart.
I'm so used to like my mom and dad raised me in a church, and it's like I just strayed away, and it's not what I want for my kids. I mean, I have three kids, and it's like I just want them to be better than I was growing up as a child. And, you know, I just, you know, it's so much going out here, going on in this world, and it's just like, you know, I'm just trying all I can to get closer to God, and it's just like, I mean, it's like right in my home. I can't have peace. I can't even, like, listen to my gospel music and just pray without a distraction or just somebody coming at me with just something every day, nonstop. And I don't know what to do.
Father, right now.
I talked to my friend about it.
Yeah. Wait a minute, baby. I feel your heart. Wait a minute. Father, right now, I give you praise. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Touch now. Let the comforter touch her spirit, touch her emotion right now. And I decree peace to her spirit. Calmness come over her now. Peace. 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 I want you to take a deep breath. And just exhale. Take another one. Exhale. Take another one. Exhale. I close every door that is open in the spirit realm. The doors of strife, the doors of jealousy, the doors of confusion. Renounce those things out of you right now. Renounce them out of you. Father, right now, I thank you that those doors that were cracked and some of them were open, we close those doors to the enemy. In Jesus' name. Look at this. You got your Bible?
No, sir. I'm sitting in my car.
Okay. Let me read this to you. Romans 10, verse 9. Listen. Let me start at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. Say, the word is near me.
The word is near me.
Even in thy mouth. Say, the word of God is in my mouth.
The word of God is in my mouth.
And it says here, and in thy heart. Say, the word of God is in my heart.
The word of God is in my heart.
The word of faith is in me.
The word of faith is in me.
Now look at Romans 10 and 9. Listen. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
and believe in thy heart.
You got it, don't you? And thou shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Jesus from the what?
The dead.
Thou shalt be what?
Made whole again.
Whole again. Now listen to verse 10. For with the heart man believeth, continue to believe, unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You understand? Verse 11, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's some shame I'm sensing from you. And listen, you want to be close to God? I'm going to tell you, you are close to God. Sometimes we look for outward manifestations of an inward conviction. You understand? The disciples came to Jesus, watch this, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, show us the kingdom of God. Jesus said to them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So faith, the same way the believer gives his heart to God or her heart to God, this is the way we draw nigh to God. It's through our confession. Confessing what? Not just our sins. Yes, we're not just our sins. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what happens in the church, we confess our sins, but then we stop confessing other stuff. Listen, confess everything that has to do with your life. Whose report will you believe? When you look at yourself, do you feel ashamed? When you get that word of God and you read where God says, my thoughts toward you are full of love. You understand? So you believe what the word says about you, baby. You don't believe what you think or what auntie thinks or some even husband thinks, brothers or sisters. It doesn't matter. You confess what the word says about you. You believe what the word says about you. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law. You don't let it depart from your mouth. You meditate on the word of God. And see, the enemy comes to steal the word of God. I want you to read the whole entire chapter of St. Mark 4.
St. Mark 4,
okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to read, and you know we're going to talk offline because you're one of the student of prophecy. And this is why I tell you what I tell you. Don't feel ashamed for this call. Don't feel bad.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Love you, too. And tell Katrina I say hello.
With the love of God. She's sure listening to you.
And thank y'all so much.
What did I tell you to read?
Mark.
St. Mark 4.
St. Mark chapter 4.
You get that in you, and we're going to deal with this off the air, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, don't let the devil punk you. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'll holler at you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. She's a blessing. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Good afternoon, Prophet Roderick. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm believing God to get to every call that I can tonight. What's in your heart? God bless you. My friend from New Zealand, correct?
Amen. Amen. Could you please pray for me? I feel like I've just had a major spiritual attack. I've just got back from church, and my back's pretty sore.
Father, right now, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you for her spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing that is on her life. Touch her body right now. Come against any attack from the enemy, any backlash, retaliation, spirits. I command every force of darkness to leave her alone by the power of God. I decree right now that your presence may come upon her. Heal her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come into an agreement that she's the head and not the tail. And this experience that she's feeling, that a dagger in the back, the Lord is showing me. I pull it out in the name of Jesus. Say this, I condemn every tongue.
I condemn every tongue.
That has risen against me in judgment.
It has risen against me in judgment.
By the power of the Almighty God.
By the power of the Almighty God.
This is my inheritance.
This is my inheritance.
And I bring to naught every evil word against me.
And I bring to naught every evil word against me.
And I am free from the words and the evil slanderous tongue.
And I am free from the words in every slanderous tongue.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I do forgive them.
And I do forgive them.
For they know not what they do.
For they know not what they do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I feel a praise for you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You be strong.
Yes, I will, prophet.
Say these words. It's a new day for me.
It's a new day for me.
And I'm seizing my moment.
And I'm seizing my moment.
My name is Victory.
My name is Victory.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray confidence on you. I pray for the evidence of spiritual trust and confidence in God. Don't you worry. It's a new day for you, daughter. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you, prophet.
I love you. I'm going to move on. God bless
Much
you.
Much love and blessings to you too, and your queen.
Thank
God bless.
You. No, you know we love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Something good is coming. The people of God are being lifted up. The people of God are being blessed. Father, I give you glory. I have a 504. God bless you.
Yeah, good evening, prophet.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. You decided to come out of hiding, huh?
No, not hiding.
I know.
Well, hey, it's Katrina. I know you're listening. I was calling for my friend, but she beat me to you because she's been talking to me, and sometimes even though she doesn't bring up what may be going on, I can always tell the different things going on with her anyway. And I prayed for her myself earlier without her knowing. She probably doesn't think I pray for her, but I do. And the prayer you said for her and with her and the message that you gave her, it was enough for me because it's like she's in a tangle war sometimes. Like she doesn't know whether to go left or right or up or down. It's like sometimes I just tell her, you know, talk to yourself or just talk with God. And it's like she does, but then it's like something, just like she says, it distracts her. And it just pulls her out of that positive spirit that she needs in. And I was just looking for that prayer for her, but you sent it and delivered it to her. And I texted her right after you got through. I said, you better receive that message, girl.
Praise God. Praise God. And also your prayers and your words. And you're so concerned about your friend. I thank you for your compassionate spirit. Me and my Queen Katrina, we talk about you often, your joy. And sometimes people see you, they see that beautiful smile, but they don't see that other side to you. And I want you to know you're in your season of greatness. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this to make you happy.
Amen.
I'm telling you, girl, you're going to look around
Amen.
And find yourself promoted. Watch God. Watch God.
Amen. I'm watching. I'm trying to walk with him, too. I'm watching.
You watching and praying. We miss you.
I miss y'all, too. Mandy, you always talk about we're going to try to make it back up there and see what's going on. And we got to set a date. We just miss being up there. We can't wait to come back.
We can't wait for you all. Also, tomorrow, you that are in the Indiana, Illinois area, I'm telling you, we're going to be with Pastor Brandel Jones and preaching tomorrow night. So you that are in Indianapolis, Kokomo, I want you all to be a part of this move of God that is going to take place. This is an anointed time, and God is doing great things, and I want everybody to know you are invited tomorrow to be with Pastor Brandell. He's going to be the host pastor at his church, Bethlehem Holy Healing Temple, tomorrow at 7:30. Feel free to give me a call anytime about the address to his church, 317-832-0131. I'm going to give you that information. You do not want to miss it. Sabrina, you've been doing okay?
Yes, I have. I've been doing good. I've been eating myself some salads and doing a lot of walking sometimes and trying to do good, keep my little health in order. Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I have a question, too. I do have another friend I've been talking to. We have a mutual friend girl. And she's, you know how you have a friend and they're in a not-so-healthy relationship, but you don't want to seem like you're telling her to leave him, but you want her to maybe work it out. But it's like, I don't want to say a tug-of-war, it's like she wants to leave him, but she don't know how, because sometimes he could talk real mean and nasty to her. And I try to encourage her, you know, don't believe it, you know, don't listen to him. Maybe he's just mad or upset with the day. And she's like, well, I want to leave him. I hate him, you know. And is there something I make her, you know, tell her to read or something she make her do? Because, you know, it's only so much you could really tell somebody about their relationship because, you know, I'm not living in it. I can only go by what I, you know, hear her call me about.
Right.
So, but it's like, you know, you can only push so many buttons without pushing a person away. And I don't want to push her away or, you know, have her do something drastic. But it's like it's getting to the point now where I really, you know, I don't know what to tell her anymore.
And then, so too, with wisdom, you know, as we counsel couples, you want to make sure the Holy Spirit is talking because they'll be mad at each other and get back together and then become your enemies.
Right. You're right, too.
So
but it's like
that takes prayer.
Right. And you're right. And I mentioned to her, you know, maybe pray because she's, you know, in the Word and, you know, things like she's not like go to church every Sunday kind of girl, but she's in the Word and things like that. But it's like, from what I see, he's like just slowly bringing her down, you know, from the person that I know that she is. And I don't want to be like, just leave him, because he has some good points sometimes. But when I weigh it out from the outside looking in, 85% of it, he's not good for her.
Most of the time. Be careful.
You can't change people, but I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Let me say something. In that area, it's probably best to, we can chat about that in private and pray for them. As a matter of fact, Father, right now, you're okay. Father, right now, we hold this couple up before you. And we say, to the storm, we say, peace, be still, in Jesus' name. And I know that somebody is listening, and she may be listening. And or he may be listening, but someone that's connected to them, God, you put a word in their mouth, and God, they will hear this word in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something from experience. It may look like that he's not good, but when it comes to marriage, the Holy Spirit knows the truth.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So we don't want to throw him under a bus or her.
Right, and that's why
I
try to play even Steven with him, but it's like, you know, it's only so much because I'm not there. So it's only so much.
I want you all together to just stay away from that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay away from that part. Just love on her, but stay away from that part. And we just
uplift and encourage her.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. You know, only
you're
poke
a sweetheart.
My nose
you
so
try
far.
To. Yeah, you try to. Don't poke it at all. You try to save the world, Superwoman, Wonder Woman.
I know. Instead of
so,
this other
I want
on my chest, I should get an F on the front.
Yeah, and a blue cape. Stay away from that, Sabrina. Because you're so sweet, you'll save a stray cat. And nurse it to health. We know you. Stay away from that. Because you got your own relationship that God is fixing up for you. So you got to get yourself ready.
Praise God. Yes.
You're such a beautiful spirit. We, Katrina and I love you. You know that.
I know. I love y'all, too. And I can't wait to see y'all again, especially for the grand heavenly opening of the Gathering Ministries Church.
Oh, we're going to march there. We're not just walking in.
Day.
I've been looking at getting me a marching band. Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm
going to be marching right behind it. I'm going to be in spirit and I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there with y'all, marching to the tune.
Yeah, you're going to be there physically. We're already doing some things that we have not been released to announce, but we praise God. We give him the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Yes. Of course. Talk to you later, Miss Katrina. You too, stop it.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Oh, wonderful. I have a 404. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
This is my first time on. I'd like to hear a word from the Lord. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. You've been held back. You've been held back a long time. As a matter of fact, where you are right now, it's almost like a prison in your mind. But this day, this day, you're breaking out of that mental, physical, spiritual, emotional prison. And according to Isaiah chapter 58, we loose the bands of wickedness and undo every heavy burden. And I decree in your life that every place that's captive, that you will be made free. And that the anointing, destroys the yoke off of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I don't want you to be weary. I don't want you to feel like it's over. It's beginning for you. What are you contemplating on changing? I see the word change and it's in bold letters. Are you changing your place of employment or a house? What's going on in the area of change? Talk to me.
Well, first of all, I want to get back into church. I see about my granddaughter every day, and I can't do a lot of stuff I used to do. I haven't been going to church, but I've been reading my Bible. I get on the prayer line every day and every night. I just need to do something for myself. I do for everybody except myself. I'm last.
That's your prison.
Yes.
I want you to practice this. Say this word. Say no.
No.
You see how soft you said it? No, say no.
No.
Give me a good no, like you just totally mean it. Come on, give me a no.
No.
See? That word is your deliverance. You see, the enemy takes your love and he abuses you with it. He uses your love against you. It's a new day, girl. Start telling folk no.
Thank you.
Do you know your greatest deliverance is from people?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah. You know Moses? He led the people out of the hand of Pharaoh, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But he let the people get him so angry, God said, speak to the rock, and he hit it and said, eat ye rebels, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he lost out, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He didn't go to hell, but he lost out on his earthly inheritance. So many people live and die and never experience the land of milk and honey on this earth. God promised us 100-fold. There are some people that you got to stop trying to save. And kinfolks are dangerous.
Yes, I know.
Aren't you tired of being rejected?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're losing out on love. You're losing out on the things you need materialistically. You're losing out on your relationship. You say, I haven't been to church, but you ought to know. Don't forsake the assembly yourself. You're at church now. You're in church now, right now, on this line. But you want to fellowship with other believers, and you're doing that now. But I understand what you're saying, that you're letting folk. And there's some people at the church you go. People are just treating you bad because you're too sweet. You know, candy will give you cavity.
Yes.
God ain't never told us to be that sweet.
Yes.
There ain't no place in the Bible God told us to be sweet. He's sweet, I know. He's sweeter than a honeycomb. Jesus is the only one that's sweet. Am I talking to you? You've been used. And people use you for money. They take your money. They take a whole bunch of stuff from you. And you're just so sweet. And then they come back just real sweet to you. They know your weak spot. Come on. And then they use your weak spot against you, them little rascals.
They really do.
And you start saying no. You tell them. A prophet told me to say no, and I'm going to say no until I really mean it.
Wow.
And folks say you're changing. When people say you're changing, that's why I heard that word change. When people say you're changing, tell them, yes, I am. And get you that song by the Hawkins family. A wonderful change. and start playing that song. Put it on your answering service.
I have another problem, too. My family is my father. He has Alzheimer's, and it's just been a big mess between my siblings. You know, we try to get together and see about it, but it just one thing after another. And that's eating at me, too. Yeah.
I see a female that's cutting up. There's somebody running their mouth so much, it's ridiculous. It's like I see this mouth, it just won't shut up. And it's just like this person got all the answers.
Let me ask you this, one of my siblings?
I don't know who it is. This person is just running their mouth. Let me tell you something. Didn't God tell you, I want you to begin to consecrate yourself? Because there's a great inheritance in this family. Now, I want you to begin to consecrate yourself for your whole family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You begin to fast and pray. You begin to ask God to show you what to do and to give you the spirit of wisdom, okay?
Yes.
And then you pray that. You stay connected with us. I want to help you in this area, okay? The only thing I require is that you put God first. But I want you to connect yourself with Prophecy Alive, and we're going to pray with you, and we're going to help you during this time. Now, are you willing to work? And I mean spiritually. You willing to watch and pray?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you're willing to do that, then I'll be glad to help you, okay?
Okay.
Now, yeah. You do that. Listen, get your pen. I'm going to give you this number.
Okay,
I'm ready. 317 832-0131.
Okay.
Okay. That number is very serious. It's my number, and I want you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to make sure that when you call that you're ready to hear what God has to say. You understand? Because I'm not going to lead you wrong. And
okay.
My Queen Katrina and I, and we take this serious in this global ministry. God is raising up an army. You want to be a part of that praying army?
Mm-hmm.
You got some gifts in you. What's your first name?
Willie Mae.
Willie Mae. That's a powerful name. That name sounds like a movie star. How you doing, Willie Mae? They call you Willie Mae?
They call me Mae.
Mae.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, Willie Mae. Mae.
Okay.
Wants you to be our spiritual. We want to cover you, okay?
Thank you.
And you be connect with us spiritually. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Oh, I love the people of God. I'm going to tell you preachers something. If you don't love folk, you're in the wrong business. Hallelujah. I love you. Praise God. I have another 404 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. Yes.
Hello?
There
Hello?
You are. Yes, God bless you.
God bless you, too. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just calling, just wanting you to speak life into me and just give me a word of God, word from the Lord.
The word of the Lord is pray for you. Pray. Your miracle is in your prayers. In the spirit realm, you really don't have a need or a want. You think you do. But prayer, you've been taught prayer all your life.
Yep.
You know God.
Yes.
And I want you to begin to not become slack in seeking God.
Uh-huh.
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Don't get your eyes on folk. Get them off of people. And you get a feeling like you done missed out on some things. The Lord just wants you to know, to be encouraged. You haven't missed out. It is your time. Not your season, it's your time. Seize the moment and go after God. I want you to chase God. I want you to just, you and God, you get to chasing God's word, okay? Chase him.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because,
okay.
You know, a lot of people don't want his presence. When you get his presence, in his presence is the fullness of joy. I want you to get some joy. And the only real joy is in his presence. You love God. What's your favorite song that you sing all the time?
My favorite song I sing all the time.
You sing it a lot.
I can't think of it.
Until you sing it. But there's this song you sing all the time. You find yourself humming it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, give me one. I hear this song. Come on, girl. Stop playing.
I was just singing the song that you gave that like, other lady. I was just singing that song, too. With the caller before me.
A Wonderful Change.
Yeah, I was just singing this song.
You were just singing, and God confirmed it because I was singing it. And listen, that's the Hawkins. And so you like that good gospel music, don't you?
Yeah, the old school.
Praise God. That's one of the things I'm doing is bringing back the choirs without competition. Praise God. I don't need Sunday's best. God bless you. But we need to have a Monday's best, Tuesday's best, Wednesday's best, Thursday's
right.
best. Am I talking to you?
Yes, right.
That's the problem now. That's the problem now. We got Sunday's best.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I ain't putting down the show, but I'm just telling you what I'm saying. Praise God. Listen,
praise
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this one. I thank you for this one. There's some type of operation. There's some type of operation. And I don't know whether you ever had an operation, but there's an operation. And I want you to know that God will complete you. Touch your stomach. Father, right now, heal. Let it be complete. Even in her blood, even with her cycle, heal in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for healing her right now. Work the miracle, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you. What's your first name?
Makia.
Makia? Is this your first time calling?
No, this is my second time calling.
Well, thank you. It's been a while. Well, welcome back to Prophecy Alive. Stay connected, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
God bless. Hallelujah. 443, area code. I'm with you now. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. This is Lance.
What's up, Lance? You snuck up on me again. I can't recognize your number for nothing. Talk to me, Lance.
I know. It's all good. I've been listening all week, man. These calls have been wonderful. Especially, what was it, yesterday or Tuesday?
I'm going to play a portion of the young lady, Stephanie. She reminds me of the woman in the Bible. And if Stephanie is listening, she blessed us. My queen and I was talking about this, Lance, and how she blessed us. And then you, the other night, God used you in a mighty way, prophet. And I thank God for you. I'm going to play a portion of that in just a few minutes. But Stephanie, this woman called, and God used her to refresh. I felt like somebody was pouring water over my head. That's how I felt. And I'm going to hear some of that again, and I know it's going to bless the people. How are you doing, Lance?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Man, like, I'm doing good. I can't wait to see you and get a big hug. Me and my queen had a lot of fun today. We met with the video man. He's such a blessing, and we did some intros to the video of the opening that we're going to offer to the people. And there's some good stuff that I'm going to be announcing. I can't wait. So you just stay with us, as I know you will. I miss you, man, and I never met you. That's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, gosh.
Oh. What you quiet for?
I just thank God for you and, you know, everything you do, and then, you know, taking the time out to talk to us, the people.
And that's a great thing. You know, if more people would look at people as great, people would treat each other better. I'm hard on preachers who think they're all that. Oh man, I'm hard on that, because the people are the one. You know, when I played football and they wanted to give me a trophy, I gave it to the blockers. I ran the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I congratulated those who blocked for me. And we gotta realize that's what's wrong with a corporate America. The little person is paid less. And the less work you do, the more money you make. That's crazy.
Mm. I know that's right.
I'm not having that with our businesses and the people that work with us in the ministry. I don't care if it's the janitors. They're going to look sharp. That's what I like about Batman. When I watch Batman, you know, the butler boy, he was driving a Bentley. Praise God.
Okay.
That's what kind of ministry I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I don't want nobody saying they working for me and looking like, Lord help. The blood of Jesus.
Okay.
It's my armor bearer. I want my armor bearer to wear some Armani clothes. Come on in here. You, my armor bearer, you're going to look good.
Oh, where you think from Detroit or Chicago? Which one you say you from?
I'm from Chi-Town. Grew up in Indiana.
You already got the Gators.
The Gators. Talk to me. Praise God. You know, sometimes I like to relax. You know, listen, I was teaching on the gifts. I didn't get into it all, but I will. You know, the gifts of the Holy Ghost are so important. But you know what? You could take your gift, and I'm going to say this, you can take it too serious. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see people, they just stiff with God.
Mm-hmm.
Loosen up. Talking about I got a headache. That's stiff. Praise God. Stop your blood flow. Loosen up. We have to turn our gifts into a relationship.
That's what it's we about, the gifts to help people get a relationship.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lance.
I'm just thinking back. I said that's what the gifts is for, to help people to get into a relationship with God.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. That's why Apostle Paul, I began the broadcast with, talked about dumb idols.
Can't talk or see.
Yes. That's having a gift without the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? They are called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They ain't yours. It's like my queen, my wife, our children, our grandchildren. Yeah, they belong to us, but if you really want to get technical, they belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we treat people wrong, we think they belong to us. Oh, that's going to set somebody free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard a pastor one time, my members. I said, what the what? Who? Hold up, man. And see, people get indignant with that. No, they are my members.
Your followers.
Come on. Produce me some holes in your hands. Glory to God. Show me where you laid in the tomb dead. No, I'll never say it. My members. People get to the point, my musicians, come on. Jesus said, the Bible says, be not Lord over God's heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't die for them, so you can't claim them. Did I say that? Yeah, you did, Robert. Anything you didn't die for, you can't claim.
Mm. Wow.
So I love you, pastors. You didn't die for that church. You can't claim. Now, just be honest. You're responsible for the bills.
Okay. You're the
staying out of trouble with the IRS. That's why you can't sleep with Jesus' wife.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong
with married
you?
You're married.
Come on. What's wrong with Prophet Roger? I'm full of love.
Church.
Come on. Come on. You can't claim his bride. That's like somebody claiming my queen. Katrina wants to belong to me.
I know you're not having that one.
She not. You know I'm already crazy. But she's the one. You got to be scared of. People don't know. Praise God. That's a tough cookie.
She was so sweet, innocent. She wouldn't do nothing like that.
Woo! I remember when we were becoming friends, and one time I said something, and, you know, my dad was comical, you know, and I said something. I was teasing her, and she's, you know, she's pregnant, right? And you don't tease a pregnant woman. And I said something, and I'm not going to tell you what she said, but it was a tongue. It was in tongues. Ha, sha, ta, ba, it was in a tongue that I cannot interpretate. Oh, praise God. I love my baby. And I know she's listening. She's cracking up. Praise God. I love you, baby. But God is so good, my son. I thank God for you. You and your word? You and your word?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know what, Lance?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Do you know how much you encourage me?
No.
It's too big.
Really?
Oh, man, it's too big. It's too big. But I thank God for you.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Oh, big time. You know you're a blessing when someone thinks about you and they smile. You don't want to be the type of person when somebody think of you, they go, that's so-and-so.
Cool, common.
You don't want people to think about you. They go sick, you know.
Oh, gosh.
God is good. I was talking to a person one time. They said, I didn't know you laughed. I thought.
Ain't that just stupid? What type of person don't laugh?
I said, I'm appalled. I didn't know you laughed. It's like, have you been listening?
I'm standing my butt in Maryland. We're going to be cutting up too much. I'm standing my behind in Maryland, right where I need to be.
Hey, man. Listen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, you know, we're going to have a time because, you know, you got a point against you because, you know, you didn't make your appointment. So you're going to have another appointment. And if you don't make that, I'm going to get on the plane. And I'm going to fly down to you. I'm going to make sure I have on all black. And I'm gonna come to your place, and I'm gonna knock on the door, and you're gonna say, who is it? I'm gonna say, who you think it is?
Then I'm gonna get my gun because nobody come my door. Like
I don't care what you get. I'm gonna say, bring it with you because you're taking me out to eat.
Oh gosh.
Because you ain't gonna do nothing to me. I'm your father, boy.
If I don't know who it is.
You going to know who it is. I got enough sense to warn you. Praise God. I love you, Lance.
I love you, too.
You okay? Anything else?
Oh, no, I'm good. You know.
I know how you are. You checking on me.
Make sure you ain't crazy.
Well, I am crazy. Praise God.
Oh, ain't read gone crazy.
Ain't gone. No, I'm not going to go crazy. Read your Bible. Daniel was crazy. David was crazy. Moses was crazy. I can't find not one of them. You know, Peter done lost his mind.
Oh, gosh. They were crazy, though.
All of them. All of them. David was like a thug. He killing a man. Uriah, took his wife. Moses killed
a whole bunch of mess in the Bible, ain't it?
Oh, I'm glad it is, because that's for them folk that's like Luke 18, when the Pharisee and the publican was praying. The Pharisee, like, I fast twice a week. I pay my tithes. I'm not extortioners. I'm not like this other man. And the publican slapped himself on the breast and said, God, have mercy on me. I'm just a flat-out sinner.
Mm.
You know, like them folk get saved, they get amnesia. Smoking? I never smoked. The Bible said old things have passed away. You know. Lance, I'm out.
Good night.
I love you. Peace. That's my son, Lance. Praise God. Praise God. God is so good. I could tell I'm going to go over. Last night, a young lady called. Her name is Stephanie. And right before I go to some more callers, I already know I'm not going to go off at 10 o'clock. But I want you all to hear this woman. Such a blessing and a mystery. And she just don't know the blessings. And when my queen heard it, she began to just, I'm going to play this from tomorrow, from last night. Praise God. Last night. Here it is. On Prophecy Alive. Only thing I ask you, keep God first. Want to make sure your gifts are going forth in the Lord and you living to your full spiritual potential. I praise God for what I see in you. My Queen Katrina, we're going to upgrade you. Are you okay now, Stephanie? Oh, bless your spirit.
Yes, Prophet. Oh, thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you, and I thank God.
We give God all glory, don't we?
Yes, for the divine set up. But I thank God more so for your obedience.
Bless you.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You're so welcome.
Your ministry and your family were uncommon favor and success.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm incredible. Oh, God. I just thank you. Yeah, I'm
oh, your
oh,
full
God. Oh, God. Reign of the man of God. I'm being obedient.
Hey, Baba.
Oh, every need, is met. He kind of almost blessed him. He kind of almost shut
my glory. My God, my God.
He kind of almost shut my bless him, God. He kind of almost
Stephanie, that the backing of this ministry, the financial support that I have are the prayers and the tears of people like you, my queen.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people like Denise Corbett and, oh, there's so many I can't even name. And in Louisiana and Mississippi and New York and people like you, I don't even know whether I've ever talked to you, but I know. And my queen, I know she's listening. She's at work and she listens on Facebook and she prays. And I honor her. She's an awesome woman. And I couldn't do this without a woman like that and all our children. And I'm just full of tears now because you're like the woman that washed Jesus' feet with her hair, and I know this is the time of the resurrection and looking for God to heal the people, the widows, the children without fathers and mothers and hungry people. And we've got to do more than look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor. We got to start looking at the word. We got to have more than church. It's time for kingdom. Thank God for you, Stephanie. You messed me up tonight. You called. You didn't say much, but just that your spirit, and then now you, as you spoke, I realized what this call is about. I believe this is the call. God promised me some things, and I see it happening. And I promise God, Stephanie, I'm going to feed your people.
Yes.
Let the nations see your glory.
Yes.
Let the nations see your glory.
Yes.
I know one thing. I need your prayers. I need you to be part of this. Help us. And when I say that, I mean just what you did tonight. Whoever you are, I know God sent you, Stephanie. Go ahead, Stephanie.
I thank you for every household, every person, every ministry, God, that is represented on this live tonight, God. I thank you, God, for the miracles that should take place, God. I thank you for the revival fire, God, that has started in their homes, God. I thank you, God, for the prayer and intercession that have went forth, God. I thank you, Father God, for all of us being connected in the spirit, God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, God. I thank you, God, for a new beginning, God. I thank you, God, for a ram in the bush, God, for the one that needs it, God. I thank you for the answers, God, being manifested, God. I thank you, God, that your glory shall be revealed, God. I thank you, God, that our ladder shall be greater, God. I thank you, God, that we can rejoice tonight, God, in you, God, knowing that all is well, God. I just thank you, God, for the prophet, God, for his family, God. I thank you, Father God, that there should be no lack and slack in their household, God. I thank you, Father God, that they should have more than enough, God, but this is the season of the financial windfall, God. I thank you, God, for a speedy turnaround, God. I thank you, God, for the word of God that has come out of this man of God's mouth being manifested instantly, God. I thank you, Father God, that he shall walk in the power and the anointing, God, of Christ, God, like never before, God. I thank you, God, that not only does he have the mantle, God, oh, God, but he'll be able to pass it on, God. I thank you, God, oh, God, oh, God, for everyone that is on this phone, God, that they will have an outbreak and an overflow, God, a miracle release and increase, God. Everything that they believe in you for, God, as they speak it out of their mouth, God, they will see the manifestation. I called out your fire, God. God, you said, God, that whatever we speak, God, because the power of life and death is in our cause. So I thank you for manifestation. I thank you for revelation. And I thank God that this is our season, God. And we're going to walk in it, God, and we're going to move forward, God. I thank you, God, we're taking it over, God.
Pray.
I thank you, God, for a spirit of obedience, God. I thank you for this time and consecration, God. I thank you, Father God, for your resurrection power, God. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Oh, God, for this night, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the miraculous, God. We're going to be so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we fill this prayer in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Love you now. Oh. Thank you, Stephanie. That was just amazing, the anointing of this woman. Thank you, Stephanie. I have a 770 number, and I'm coming to you now. My God. My God.
Hello, Prophet. How are you tonight?
God bless you. How are you?
Just fine.
Wonderful. What's in your spirit tonight?
I was coming to get a word from the Lord.
Praise God. I'm going to be honest with you. There is nothing in my spirit but to tell you to be encouraged. And be encouraged. And know that God is with you, woman of God. Know that God is with you. Father, right now, I thank you for this woman. I thank you for her spirit. I thank you for the many miles she's traveled. I thank you, Lord, for her spiritual capital by which she can draw from. And I thank you, Lord, that she can now begin to decree and declare what she desires for her life. Woman, this is your time to rise up, and I hear the Lord saying, take up your bed and walk. And the bed could be many things, but God is telling me to tell you, it's your time. He's ready for you to speak and decree and declare. He's ready for you to know that you can have just what you say. For the word is nigh thee, is in your mouth. Hello, woman of God.
Okay, I hear you.
Yes. It's in your mouth. Tell me your first name.
It's Demetrius.
Yes. Is there an issue you're dealing with that you need counseling?
No. I was going through some changes today, but I'm all right about it now.
Now, I want you to hear what I want to say to you.
Okay.
Is when you say, I hear you, that tells me something. Nothing has came easy for you. There's always been a fight.
Yes.
You know why?
No, sir.
You know what God has been tugging to get out of you? It's that quiet rebellion. It's a quiet stubbornness. And God is going to shake it out of you this year. I want you to let it go. And don't hold nothing back from God, woman of God. Nothing. It's been years. And when you give it all up, you're going to find yourself not just blessed, but delivered. Because you got a great anointing on your life. But you got to get rid of some stuff. And I want you to, I know you may feel like you've forgiven everybody, but I want you to, tonight, I want you to pray to God and release everybody, okay?
Okay.
Release them, darling.
Know what you're talking about.
You know, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You have a sweet spirit. And that's what I wanted to get out of you, because I've been picking up things, but I said, no, I'm not going to tell her. But I love you too much not to tell you. You're too sweet to allow bitterness and unforgiveness there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something for you, though?
Yes,
I know you
can.
I want to tell you something, sweetheart. It's their loss, not yours.
Okay.
I'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
She's so precious. She's so precious. Father, I thank you for her. Thank you, Lord. I have a 985. God bless you.
God bless you. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Shakita.
I know that talk. There's only one woman that talks like that. And it's a beautiful language. And I like the way you bow. Praise God.
Well, tonight, I want to pray for my sister. But first, I want to thank God and give him the glory. Because not only are we, my family kind of like got issues going on. But I'm glad that God made the last first. We're not the tail, we're the head now. And I just want to thank God for that.
That's powerful.
Yes, thank you. That's just how I'm feeling tonight. I mean, if they're lost, and to God be the glory, I'm going to keep pressing forward. No looking back.
I can feel your spirit. That's why I felt you, and I wanted to break the ice. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason I said I like the way she bowled, me and her husband, and Greg and her sons, and we went bowling when they came down to Kokomo. And this woman, she bowls so well. And Greg be laughing right now. You make sure Greg hears this. Is he around you?
He's at work.
I knew he's at work. You tell him I told the people on national radio that your wife bowled. I told my queen she bowled like she going to Walmart. Hallelujah. She just picks up the ball and said, whatever, and she rolls it. Praise God.
That's all right. I'm going to do better.
You know I had to get you.
I'm going to Target this time. I told you I'm going to Target.
No, but this is a great couple. Me and my queen adores them. Gregory and Chiquita and all her sons. We thank God for you all. You know, we was thinking about you all today. Did we talk earlier? Yes, we did. I think we talk every day, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
Can I tell you something? Your heart would have been heavy, but the Lord came and encouraged you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes.
And I thank the whole Father. Thank you. I thank God. Yes, you are the head.
Thank you, Jesus.
And some of the folk ain't gonna realize you're the head until you got to give them some money.
Oh yeah.
And so until you're going to literally feed them, and you're going to have to do like Joseph, you meant it for evil, but God knew you was going to go through some stuff and that I got enough love to bless you in spite of your evil ways.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. That's
hallelujah.
Praise him. Yes.
I want to pray a special prayer over you. Father, right now, I thank you, Lord, for the mountains that she's climbed. I thank you right now that you have written over her life success.
Thank you, Lord.
And Joshua 1 and 8, you promised that if we keep your word and we obey your word and we observe your word, that you would give us good success.
Yes.
I decree a prophetic announcement over this woman and her household, her husband, her sons. Success. Good success. And Lord, she's separating from people because not that she thinks she's better, as some suppose. She just not with nonsense. And I thank you for her spirit that you've given her. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Say 3 days.
3 days.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Jesus.
3 days.
Yes, Lord.
I felt that, Chiquita.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God. Praise my God.
Hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Know I don't say it unless I see it. Praise God.
Praise him.
3 days. You got some things you've written down.
Oh.
I see you now.
Yes.
Am I meddling?
Oh, Lord. Yes, I have written down some things. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's some things that I said I'm going to do in 2014 with God as my head.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yes.
God is going to fulfill the list for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't going to have to do much but walk in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is in the details of the list, because when you written down the list, the angel was sitting next to you, and the angels, let me tell you what I see. Oh, God. The angel of God was putting a check by everything that you written down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
You was writing, and the angel was saying, writing check. And you wrote something. It's in the middle of the section. You wrote something, and the angel drew a line and said, paid in full.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And tell your spiritual mother, I said, the time is now.
The time is now. I will tell her.
Tell her those words.
I will call her as soon as we hang up and tell her.
She's going to have what I call a holy fit.
Oh, Jesus. I know she is. It's like I can feel it for her right now. I know she is. Oh,
God bless you, woman of God. We salute you. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you. Amen. Bye. Love you. And Katrina.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Such a great couple. Her husband, Greg. Wonderful children. 817, I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. What's in your heart, Prophet?
How do you know it was me?
Man, you know, I'm a seer, man.
I was trying to disguise my voice a little bit.
That makes it clear. That makes it clear when you do that. But thank you. We get along like that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You and Lance, y'all kind of do me the same way. You and Lance.
Maybe I should have tried an English accent or something.
Really
would have figured it out anyway.
Oh, man. Not figured out. I would have known.
You would have known, yeah.
I can't help
man.
It. What's
you,
in
know,
your
I
heart?
Could, you know I couldn't pass up tonight without calling you and encouraging you and telling you how much I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. You and Lance had me cracking up a while ago.
Saw you. You written me on Facebook. It would have been a good thing if you was to go with me. I got to preach tomorrow at a powerful young man. This young man, I remember when I first met him, I was preaching. I took off my shoes and I gave it to him. The Lord told me to take my shoes off. I didn't know what size shoes he wore, but he fit my shoes, and I told him to take his off, and he did, and I wore his. And I was on my way to preach a revival, and in his shoes, this was in a place where they don't like dark-skinned people.
Okay.
But God gave me the whole church. Mm-hmm. The people were jumping in those baptism pool with blue jeans and fully clothed.
Wow. That's amazing.
I was preaching against racism and everything. Man, they say I'm crazy. And one man came to try me to see was I a true prophet. That guy was big. But when the word of knowledge hit me, it broke him down. He started crying. I said, who's your God?
We can't go up against God. I don't care how big you are.
No, I don't care how big you are. God broke him down. He's wonderfully saved. And another man was on his sick bed, and God raised him up.
I love that.
I had police escorted me to the home.
Wow.
Man, they treated me like I was somebody. But to God be the glory.
Yeah, God be the glory. I love that. I love hearing testimonies and stories like that. That's just amazing.
It's exciting.
That's amazing.
God
is amazing.
Isn't he amazing?
Do you think that if I can get up to Kokomo, I'm bald headed. Do you think that you can rub your hands on my bald head and give me some of that anointing you got?
You know what? I ain't gonna even say that to you. Oh, that was funny. I never heard that before.
I say it's like smooth, so it'll be smooth when you touch it. You can just lay hands on me. That way I can just get that anointing.
I'm not going to talk to you. I know Lance is cracking up. You know, Elisha was bald-headed. Want me to tell you something about me?
Sure.
I'll show you my baby picture. I was a bald-headed baby.
Oh, no.
Bald head, yeah. And yeah, I know what you hit.
Yeah.
I just blew on you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I take it any way. You could put it in the mail. I take it any way I can get it. I love it.
You like Peter. Peter told Jesus, wash me all over. That's crazy, Peter. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know I need washing, so go and wash me all over.
God is so
good. I'm
open
to whatever God has for me. I'm just open to whatever he has for me. He's so good. And, he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I just laid in his arms and, you know, just worshiped him today and just, you know, just called him daddy and just crawled up into his lap and just, you know, just stayed in his presence today. He's so good. He never turns his back on us. He never says, I'm tired, just give me a few minutes. He never says anything. He just says, come. That's all he says, just come.
Yes.
And I love that about our God. I love that about our God.
Yes.
We serve
no
the true and only God.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No partiality.
Uh-uh, none whatsoever. He doesn't care. All he does is just loves us. Loves us for who we are, what we are. He just loves us, and that's great. You know, you can't call on Buddha to do that. You can't call on Hare Krishna to do it. You can't call on Joseph Smith to do it in the Mormons. You can't. They're not going to show up. That's not.
Mm.
God shows up every single time. Every single time.
My God.
He always has his arms open up for us to just come and just fall into his arms and just receive his love. And I love that about our God.
You know, I was reading in Romans 11, and it was dealing with people who have been broken off because of unbelief. And 11 and 18 says, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Watch this, verse 19. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Thou standest by faith. Watch this. Thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. It is so good that when others rejected Christ, he drafted others in.
Wow.
We must never forget. See, some people are going through a rejection on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to mess you up for a day or so.
Okay, you know what we do.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for
what
it.
What you are experiencing in your personal life is a result of something that's been broken off for a season. Be careful what you do, because you're going through a spiritual metaphor. Somewhere in your life, you made a vow to God that you will let nothing turn you away from him ever again. Now, God is trying your words. I've been praying on you today. Now you are in it. So be careful what you say. Because you could become that person when they are become you. So in order for this thing to even out, you got to wait until the fulfillment of this rebellion runs out. And it's not long. How long it is determined by your attitude. God told me to tell you tonight, and only you know what I'm saying, be patient.
Hallelujah.
But God is saying you are fulfilling your obedience. Don't mess with me now. You get it?
Yeah, I get it. Just confirm what I sent a message. You know the message I sent to you.
Well, I didn't read it, but praise God.
Oh, you didn't read it? Well, you read
it wasn't meant for me to
confirmation.
Read.
Okay.
It wasn't meant. Listen, love you.
Wow. You didn't read it, but okay. Wow.
Oh no, I ain't
okay.
Read nothing. You know, my
whoa.
Queen will tell you about me. We went to church of priests one time, and this lady said, I cannot tell you about the church. My queen said, no, he doesn't play that. Don't tell him nothing. I like it original.
Yeah.
They had a man one time, he had a plug in his ear. He was up acting like he was a healer, you know. And he had people who went to the people's houses earlier, and he got the names of them. And I told God, bust them. Bust everybody that don't have the real thing. Praise God.
I know that's right.
You know I love you. I got to go.
Okay. I love you too, man.
God bless you, son.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. I have a 765. I'll take this call, and this will be my last one for tonight. And you all that I did get to, you know I love you. And you know we're praying for you. 765. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, preacher. How you doing?
Wonderful, prophet.
Good. I'm glad to just be able to say hello, and just to say hello to you and your family. One thing that I like about you is you feel like you can talk to a person too much. I never don't get that vibe, like, you know what, I'm tired of talking to you, you know. You're such a father figure to so many. And it shows just on the broadcast. I mean, I'm sure this is just a handful of how many people or how many sons and daughters that look up to you just as fathers. And, man of God, you are the pillar. You are going to be a pillar to so many more. This what you are experiencing now is only part of what you're doing as far as being a prophet. Outside of being a prophet, outside of being the man of God that you are going to be a father to many. It's going to be so many to where you're going to have three or four different for trying to get a hold of you. And at some point, every man, every woman that knows you, they'll come, even the ones that haven't come in contact with you, they're going to come in contact with you, and they're going to be blessed. You're going to bless them. You're going to bless them in such a way that everything that you tell them, they're just going to absorb it like a sponge. That's why the last young man, when his character, as if when he speaks soft, but his words are heard loud in the spirit.
Yes,
that's why people don't take him seriously. They take him seriously after the fact that he said something, because when he talks, it sticks. I have no idea who this young man is. Me and you have not conversed, but what I'm telling, I want to tell that young man.
Stop right there, Prophet. Let me see if I can get him back. Prophet Adrian?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Prophet Eric wants to talk to you. Go ahead.
Man of God, I have no idea who you are. But, man of God, when you talk, when you speak, man of God, your words it sounds like you're not, it really sounds like in the natural that you don't really have a lot of gall, or it doesn't sound like you have a whole lot of oomph, how people perceive a man. But here's the thing, your words stick like glue. You're heard, when you speak, your words are heard loudly. You speak soft in the natural, but in the spiritual, when you begin to prophesy, your words are heard loudly. People begin to, people like Apostle Owensby, when you speak, your words are like, they are like glue. People take it and they run with it, and it's like a sponge. There are people that have came into your life that you have spoken life into, and you didn't even know it. You're a prophet by trade, and you really don't even know it. Because when you begin to speak, the oracles of God, when you begin to get in your vein, that's how I say it, man of God, I put it like this, you have not yet seen the glory of which God has for you. That's why he's saying what he's saying. And that's what God is speaking to me. Man of God, God is going to crush you to get the oil out of you. So therefore, there is another crushing coming, but it's not going to last long. He's crushing you so he can get the oil, so he can pour it back on you and crush you again, and he's going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it again until he gets you to where you want to be in him. Man of God, you have not seen the glory of which God has. I want you to remember that you are a prophet by trade. This is what you were born to do. You said, Lord, what? This is what you were born to do, ministry. Ministry is in your belly. That's all I'm going to tell you. But here's the thing. Within the next 2 years, man of God, you will not work another day in your life.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because ministry is going to overtake you, and you won't have time to do the different things that you want to do as far as a job, or different things, but God's going to give you businesses. He's going to give you favor with people that are just going to bless you and sow into you.
Hallelujah.
And if you are married and have a family, your family will not feel neglected. Everywhere that you go, they will go with you. I don't know if you
Hallelujah.
Have kids, married, or whatnot, but man of God, don't worry about those things.
Okay.
You're like me to an extent. The only difference is, I'm very, very, very outgoing. You're outgoing, but God speaks to you so much, you're involved with him.
Yeah.
You don't have time to be in everybody's face because you're like, Lord, I'm too busy trying to hear from you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to, Lord, I love people. I love the voice of God. I love hanging around people acting silly, but God, only in your time. You're one of those people where you say, God, only in your time. And it's got to the point where you say, God, I only laugh when it's time for me to laugh.
Amen, bro.
Because you're in God's timing. You have nothing, man of God, I'll put it like this. You have nothing to worry about. You may have been spit on, kicked in the face with spikes on the bottom of it, beat with a cat of nine tails, but God said, guess what? Don't worry about it because I'm going to handle everything that you have been through that is pertaining to being a negative context.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
You don't worry no more about nothing that don't make sense. Man of God, when you are a prophet, nothing makes sense. Because what does the Bible say? You are what? A peculiar person. And when you're peculiar, what? You don't make sense to other people.
That's right.
And then some things that God gives you don't make sense. One time, the Lord told me to jump out at a stoplight and start dancing. And so I did it. I put on some shout music and got out the car, and I started dancing. And you know what the Lord spoke to me? This is going to sound off. He said, thank you.
Wow.
He said, thank
amazing.
You. And I said, Lord, why? He said, because you have the gall to actually jump outside your car and dance. I said, Lord, why wouldn't I do it for you?
Mm.
People are not going to understand you. They're not going to understand your walk. They're not going to understand why you go up to random people and start talking about God.
Mm.
They're not going to understand why people flock to you. They're going to ask you, okay, man of God, what should I do to be saved? And you're going to tell them.
Hallelujah.
Tonight marks a night that your life, by the time you wake up, you're going to feel indifferent.
Hallelujah. Glory.
For
30 days, all you will feel is the anointing and the presence of God. You will walk around sometimes speaking in tongues because you feel the unctioning and the power of the Holy Ghost. God is literally walking with you. He has angels, but God is literally walking with you because you are a Dabashi Ambassador. Oh, glory. You are literally a walking Bible.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Prophet Eric, to Prophet Adrian.
Thank you, sir. Wow.
God be the glory.
That's it.
Praise God. I just praise God for that word, man. I mean, you just went real deep into me, just real deep into my soul. You were hitting on some things that only God and myself knows about. Nobody else in the world knows about it. Just only God and myself. You hit some points, Prophet. You really hit some points. And I'm not as shocked as much as I am in awe at the power and the anointing of God. I am just in awe right now. I can't do nothing but just like say thank you, Jesus, and just give God the praise.
I'm happy for you, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Man, it's all God, man. It's all God, brother. I'm just like you, a humble servant.
Yes, he is. The gathering of the prophets. Stay tuned. I love you both. Thank you for listening to Prophecy Alive. Thank you, Prophet Eric, Prophet Adrian. Thank you, my son Lance, and all of you that are listening. Listen. I won't be on tomorrow night, not again until next Tuesday. We will be in Lafayette, Indiana, with Pastor Brandel. I want you all to continue to pray. If you would like information on that, if you're in Indianapolis, surrounding areas, Muncie, Marion, Kokomo, Illinois, call me, 317-832-0131, and I'll let you know. Service start tomorrow at 7:30. You don't want to miss this. My God. God bless you all.
I worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart. I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. I worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior,
Savior.
Oh Lord,
from the depths of my heart.